Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Broadcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on Falcon Radio 91.1. For the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking about events going on around Fulton like sports, student life, and an interview. And first up, we have some announcements, and I'm joined by Josh and Tia. Guys, what's happening?
Okay, so on Tuesday, seniors from the class of 2020 presented speeches in an audition process to determine who will speak at graduation ceremony in May. A panel of teachers selected three finalists, and they selected Jesse Marshall, Daphne Quails, and Hannah Hobby. Congratulations to all those who were selected, and a job well done to all who participated.
Students have a new opportunity to earn a dress-down day every week. If the average daily attendance rate for the school is 85% or better on Wednesday to Tuesday, then the entire school will earn a dress down day each of the following Wednesdays. You must be in Knox County Schools dress code on these days. Please attend school regularly and only miss for true illness or emergencies. Encourage your friends to be here too, and we're glad to report that all our students have met their attendance goals for the past several weeks.
Seniors, the deadline to complete your portfolio and 20 hours of community service is the Monday after spring break. If seniors complete the resume, personal statement, and two exemplar artifacts for their portfolio by March 6, they will qualify for a pancake breakfast in the library and a dress someday on a future day to be determined.
March is your lucky month in the library. All fines are half off during the month of March. Seniors, take advantage and get your debt taken care of for graduation.
Are you interested in learning about 3D printing? Mrs. Dossett is hosting a 3D printing pop-up maker event in the library makerspace on Tuesday, March 31st at 3:30.
The Falcon Brew is offering Irish cream cappuccinos and Irish cream iced coffee during the month of March.
Open Studio is now 2 days a week. You can continue to drop in to work on art projects, draw in your sketchbook, or hang out with other artists on Mondays after school in room 101. Now you can also go to room 112 on Thursdays. Open Studios, 3:30 to 4:30, both Mondays and Thursdays. Please see Ms. Haskell and Ms. Seiler if you have any questions.
The Chalk Wall in Market Square will be on Saturday, April 4th. If you're an artist and would like to participate, please come to planning meeting in Ms. Haskell's room in 112 after school on Thursday, March 5th.
The 5-on-5 basketball tournament is Friday, March 13th. Team signups start on Monday in Ms. Bowen's room before or after school. The first 8 teams to sign up and pay are in.
Students who like to earn community service hours can volunteer after school to help clean our campus. The Schools of Communication will be leading campus on cleanup events Monday and Thursday, March 5th. If you are interested in participating, please add your name on the sign-up sheet by the Fulcom offices on the second floor.
Market calendars for May 1st, when the 10th annual CTE Goes Live will take place. Abby McNew will be representing. For more details, see or search for CTE Goes Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The following students are February Students of the Month in Health Science are juniors Jasmine Montoya and Angelina Andres, senior Freddie Gomez and Andrew Mines, and our staff member of the month is Cassie Gooch.
Congratulations to Skylar Bumgardner and Andrew Chandler for being named the Skill Profession Student of the Month.
The Vex Robotics team was a winner at its first competition at South Dole. Congratulations to the team members Riley Watt and Andrew Burnett. They beat out teams from 8 different schools. Congratulations, guys. The Fulton High School Alumni Association will be unveiling a new Veterans Memorial in front of the school on Saturday, March 28th at 10 a.m. The memorial is in honor of Fulton graduates who have died in the Vietnam War.
You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxschools.org/Fulton High School.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We will be back at you in a moment.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1, and we are joined by Ms. Kilgore for an interview. And Dave, what questions do you have?
I got a few for this week. How you doing, Ms. Kilgore?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, to us, you're Ms. Kilgore, but to some, you're Coach Kilgore. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So how long have you been teaching, or what do you teach?
I technically teach. It's called restorative practices. Very similar to restorative justice, trying to make sure everybody gets their voice heard, helping them straighten up with behavior, academics, the whole nine yards.
So how long have you been doing that?
This will be my sixth year.
That's pretty long.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it, or how do you like it?
I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's important for all students to be able to speak for themselves, to advocate for themselves, and just be able to have a voice.
So have you been at other places, or is Fulton your first one?
I have been at Cedar Bluff Middle, Carnes High School, Richard Yokley, and now Fulton.
So can you explain Fulton as an environment and what you think about it?
I love it. I mean, hashtag Fulton family. It speaks for itself. It's great teachers, staff, students, everybody.
So would you say this is your dream job? And if not, what is?
In education, dream job, yes. Outside of education, I just need to be on a beach somewhere.
A relaxation.
Yes.
What is the best part of helping with restorative practices?
Getting to know students. It's easy to get to know them on a personal level instead of just a student in a classroom.
What would you say would be the most challenging part of it?
The most challenging part would be some students aren't always as open and as easy to get to. So you just got to work on building those relationships.
All right. So I've asked enough questions about you as a teacher. Now, we want to know a little bit about you as a coach. What do you do?
I coach volleyball at Halls High School.
Halls,
I know.
So did you play volleyball?
I did. I played at Union College in Kentucky. We actually have somebody here that's going to play there, I believe.
We do. He's sitting over there in the corner.
Oh, see?
How long have you been coaching?
Oh, goodness. This will be my 12th season coming up. Yeah.
So would you say you like leaving school from Fulton and going to Halls, or would you prefer being already teaching at Halls and staying there, or it doesn't bother you really?
I would much rather work where I coach, but that doesn't mean I would prefer to work at Halls over Fulton. I would definitely prefer to work here.
Right. So let's ask some questions about you. Where'd you grow up?
Here. I went to Carnes.
Carnes, huh? So what's some things that you do in your free time?
Well, I have a one-year-old son who's learning to walk, so right now that's what I do, is chase him around.
That was my next question. So you do have kids. Is it a boy or a girl?
He's a boy.
What's his name?
Nolan.
Do you have a husband?
I do.
What does he do?
He's an assistant principal at Northwest.
Northwest. So all of y'all like teaching, huh? Or helping some with students in a
yes.
way.
Yeah, we love kids.
Well, we just want to thank you for coming on here and letting us get to know a little bit about you. Thank you, Ms. Kilgore.
Aw, thank you.
We are back here on the Falcon Nation Information Show. It is time for Student Life with Chris, DJ, and Travis.
Yep.
What's going on with you all?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, you know. How you doing, Damien? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Living.
Living. Out. That's all you got to say? You ain't do nothing else?
Are you doing something else?
Oh, yeah. I'm making sure I'm asking how your day's going. Oh. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm definitely not enjoying this weather.
What? Nobody isn't.
It's like it was snowing a little bit earlier, and like a lot of people got hurt because it ain't gonna stick.
It was like moving around like a snow globe. It was kind of you shaking and move different directions and whatnot.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what it looked like. Anything else you guys got going before I start going off?
No, not really. Go ahead, go off.
Are you sure, Travis? You ain't got nothing else. Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Well, I got something that's informing.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, we don't have schools out because of voting, and voting is important. So if you're old enough to vote, go do so.
Yeah, you know you should. You know, Danny,
I'm not sure where do you go to vote.
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never voted before.
Just Google.
Damien, yeah. You old enough to vote? Can you vote?
I think don't you got to be 18 to vote?
Yeah, you got
to
be 18.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, and Rich.
I'm 17.
Oh, how old is you?
One more year.
Yeah.
How old are you, Travis?
I'm 18 now.
Oh, okay. I guess everyone here except for Damien can vote. Damien's still a kid, you know. Yo, Damien's the only kid in the room right now.
Nah, I always be a kid. even when I'm about
that's 15 terrible,
years old.
That's terrible, man. You can't
even
be a kid
when I'm
your whole 50 life.
Years old. Look, okay, let me be happy.
No, you can't be happy, all right? Happiness is not a thing that exists, all right?
Exists for everybody, even you, but you just don't realize it.
Are you trying to be, like, inspirational to me right now?
Yes and no.
It's not working.
Okay, to me it's working.
No.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. It's supposed to be inspirational to me, which means it's supposed to work on me. All right? It's not supposed to work on you. Right? That's not how it works.
It works on everybody.
How does it work? Be inspirational to that guy over there. All right?
Okay, no. Look. Be inspirational, all right? Keep doing you. The end. That's all I got to say.
Anybody can say that, bro. My three-year-old imaginary Sorry? Friend could tell me that, all right?
It's inspiring, though. So that works.
You know, I'm getting off segment. I'm getting off subject here. Brandon, do you have anything you wanna add in before we start getting on to the jokes?
I'm too lazy to vote, so I'm not voting.
Really, Brandon? All right, you can't get out of your bed, you know, put on some pants, and decide that maybe today I wanna vote for somebody. All right.
Look, I'm here.
Who, like, I may or may not know.
I'm here all the time, and when I get the chance to not go anywhere, I'm definitely gonna take that.
No, Brandon's like, man, I never. You guys don't notice Brandon legitimately sleeps in the studio. I'm looking under right now. I see a blanket and a couple pillows. You know, they're kind of smelly because he doesn't wash them, you know.
I spend the night here. Maze just doesn't know it.
Oh, Maze knows, all right? He just doesn't want to say anything, all right?
Well, now he knows.
Well, yeah, now he knows now, man. All right? Is it cozy back there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. I think now it's time to get this out of the way, all right? Today, I will only say three jokes. I will only do three jokes. And they're being provided by an imaginary being. So it's time to get started now. all right. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
You can switch up.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. All right. Let's see. Oh, I invented a new word. You wanna know what it is, Damien?
What?
Plagiarism.
Oh my god.
Yo, you get it? You get plagiarism?
My god.
Anyway, did you guys hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
No.
Mm-mm. Sadly, he'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
Oh no.
I don't know, Damon. That felt like a fake laugh. I don't know if you understand completely. I don't know, man.
I don't either.
Anyway, the jokes aren't the important part, right? You know, the important part is the journey.
It's the minute with
right?
Chris.
Clearly it is. So, since we're on the minute with Chris, I have one whole minute to talk about something. And today, I'm deciding to talk about one thing, Damien. All right, I'm going to ask you one question.
Okay.
All right, one question and one question only. All right. Yes. Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
So you scared? That's what I'm trying to say. All right. So you scared is what you're saying, all right?
I like that one.
What are you trying to say there? What are you trying to say there, Damien?
I'm not scared. Look.
Then why are you chicken then?
Look. Only reason I don't say beef because I'm a vegetarian. I don't want beef.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want beef with me.
But not, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you beef. Was right.
Actually,
right?
No, you're wrong.
No. You said you were chicken to begin with, all right? Which means that you don't want beef, all right?
I want beef.
So are chicken. Are you asking, am I chicken or do I like chicken?
Beef or, that's the question is just beef or chicken.
So.
Right? Anyway, I feel like today it's not really as exciting as it was beforehand because I have to keep it, I'm trying to keep it very, very PG because my mother's listening and I don't want her to hear, I don't want her to hear me say something ridiculous. She just told me right now that she is indeed listening. My message me real quick if you're listening, like, at the moment, like, just let me know. I just want to see. All right, but until then, Travis, I don't really have much to say. Travis is just like in between. Like, I can't really say anything about Travis because I barely know. Like, all I know is his name and that he's in his class. I don't really know much of anything else about him. You know anything about this guy? Because he just, I feel like one day he just was like, Maze didn't know who to put in between us because he was like, well, you know, no one else is in this class really wants to mess with me. So he's like, let's just put Travis in there, you know? Put him in between us. Because he knows I can't be too close to Damien or else I might actually physically hurt him.
No.
So, you know, like, I might go full grown aggro if I get too close to him, you know what I'm saying? You know? But yeah. Brandon's just staring at me awkwardly, like, you know, Like, just listening. This is like,
yeah, I'm just listening to you.
He just that he's got that awkward listening face. You know, he's just sitting there, you know, just staring. You know, having some ROTC flashbacks right now. Like, he's like, I can't go back in the cage, Colonel. I can't. But he's like, no, man. Like, you know, that Colonel's very rough. You know, I've seen him once or twice. You know, he's kind of an absolute beast. All right, you go past the marker once. All right, it's over. All right.
I met him like personally before.
He's, not only do you go into the cage, no, he's cool. Right? Yeah. But he sends you to the penitentiary. All right.
Penitentiary.
You don't know what the penitentiary is?
Penitentiary or
penitentiary? No, the penitentiary.
I never heard of penitentiary.
Well, that's it's a place where you get pedicures. That's what it is. All right.
Never heard of it.
You sure?
Not at that name before. You should just say pedicures or
no, man, penitentiary. Right? That's what it is. All right? That's how it works.
They hold inmates for pedicures. Come on now.
Hey, man. All right, it's pedicures because you know you gotta treat yourself once in a while. You know.
Oh no.
What do you mean? Chris, I'm gonna get Colonel to make you do push-ups.
Oh, you can try to make me get push-ups, all right? I'm just gonna listen. Look, all right. This is why I can never be like part of any sort of military force or anything whatsoever, all right? I have this instinct to make fun of people, all right? I want to make fun of the Colonel once or twice. He's gonna get real upset, but there's just nothing that he's gonna be able to do about it because I'm just gonna keep going and going until he has a mental breakdown. He's gonna be like, all right, well, I quit, all right? That's pretty much what he's gonna do. Which is why I'm not gonna join the war just because I'm scared, but just because I fear for my fellow soldiers' mental state. All right, they will not one day one night in the cabin. They'll be like Sarge, I can't do it anymore. All right, this guy, all right, he just keeps talking and he doesn't stop. All right, I have insomnia because of him now. Right? I can't think, can't sleep. All right, I'm just gonna ruin the entire military system. Because it's gonna be, they're just gonna be like, they're gonna be like, all right, we should have drafted this guy, right? Look at him. What is he gonna do besides he's gonna make the enemy laugh?
Next thing you know, they're gonna try to put you as sergeant.
If they put me as sergeant, then they're really making terrible decisions, all right? They really are. Also, mom is listening right now. She is listening, right?
All right.
All right. What? What? You got something to say? You got something to say, Brandon? No way. No. Everyone, it's Brandon now. He wants to have a chat. Give it up for Brandon, everyone. All right. Brandon would like to have a
Brandon.
Conversation real quick. Yeah, let's give it up for Brandon.